This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That is Imogen Heap, Hide and Seek.
I don't recall that song whatsoever.
Yeah, no, it was not a hit song or
like
anything.
90s? What is that?
I love that song.
You do?
I will
like
say
it?
90s, maybe.
You know, you know it?
Well, I've probably played it for him like five times. Always playing it for
maybe
people.
Maybe at your house.
Hey, listen to this.
But you know what? It was also remade. So the kids of today, they also get a little taste of it from this one right here.
Yeah, it got used in somebody else's song. But that was the first time I don't know what that instrument's called. It's like a harmonizer.
A voice harmonizer, right?
It's some kind of keyboard that you play, you sing into a mic that is attached to the keyboard, and then the keyboard duplicates anything that you play note-wise, it funnels your voice through those notes as well. It's at the beginning of the Taylor Swift song,
isn't
too.
That the That's same right. thing that Frampton plays, but with his guitar?
It's kind of like that.
I used to have one of those.
You're talking
mine.
About that tube that you can crawl into. Oh, it's probably the same.
But that's in his mouth, right?
Yeah, it's probably the same concept, though. It's whatever note he plays on the guitar, his voice sort of comes through that. But this is, you know, she can play a million
notes.
It's
a Korg, usually. That's what I had.
Yeah, see if you can find the actual name of that. Because that was the first time I'd ever heard that. And you hear it here and there now, and mostly when I first heard that Taylor Swift song, the, you know, this is for the best of my reputation's never been worse. That's played through whatever that instrument is.
Different reactions.
Oh, some people are not down.
Sucks. Awful. What are you doing? What is happening?
We're celebrating my birthday.
Yeah, other people are like, excellent choice, Sarah. Love this song.
Well, it just sounds so good if you can be in a quiet room with it cranked up. I just love that tune. Anyway, thank you for indulging me. I'm 150 years old. I get to have, you know, my way once in a while.
I believe what it's called is a Korg micro Korg synthesizer / vocoder.
A vocoder.
Yes, and this is how it looks, Sarah.
Let me have a look at that. Oh, my God, and it's $400. That's what I want for my birthday, you guys. Everybody chip in.
Wow.
That's freaking awesome.
Whoa.
For next year. You can get it for me. You have all year to save up.
Bananas.
All year to save up.
Let's see. Bananas has moved to a new location. Now it's in San Rafael, 1654 2nd Street.
There you go.
Bananas at
Thanks,
large,
Alan.
Everyone. Drop that off on Monday, Alan.
Yeah. We won't be here.
Does it say
at my house
if she's using that exact thing that Imogen used?
I'll look it up right now.
It's okay. You don't have to. This part of the show is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and the Subaru Share the Love event on now. That's Carlson Subaru. Carlson Subaru.
Oh, Sarah, we actually have something else we're doing right now, too. Caller number 9 for the Train and Goo Goo Dolls.
Oh, right. We have a lot going on today, so let's do that now. Train and the Goo Goo Dolls, June 15th at Shoreline Amphitheater. The tickets go on sale today at LiveNation.com. And Jane will have another pair at 405, but if you're calling 9 right now, 800-400-3697, you're in for the win. It's the sky. The lights all chasing. Tell me. That's a good song.
Yeah.
I love Train.
When you were looking for yourself out there.
Ba-ba-bum. God, singing so fun. I'm going to sing my ass off tonight and tomorrow night.
I look forward to the singing tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, we'll definitely be doing some singing tomorrow, Yuzi. For sure. You should text John and tell him to make sure he learns that that one song, Seven Bridges Road.
Ooh, okay.
Text him.
Okay.
Hey.
Yes.
Yo, check this out. I got this video of Taylor Swift doing the making of the song.
Oh, let's have a look at this.
So here she is just singing it like, you know, a cappella. So,
and then
they have a guy. So I think that they do it in post.
Oh, so she just...
No, check this out. This is guy right here. Oh, come on.
Oh, that's so neat. So as she sings it, he plays it, basically.
So dope.
That is so cool. That's neat. God, technology and music.
It's all the best.
And you know what? It's Friday.
Yeah!
Michael Franti's coming in less than an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Jeannie Ashear, I'm going to get to meet her. That's going to be fun.
Good day, everyone.
We're all going to get to meet her. She's at the Punchline this weekend, right?
Correct, correct.
Yeah, actually, she played a show last night, and she's got shows tonight and tomorrow. She's a regular on The Daily Show, if you watch that, with Trevor Noah. And right now, we are going to jump into the new music. So we're doing this a little early because Michael's coming in. Mariah Carey's new record out today. This is the one that has the Get the F Out. Uh-huh.
She hasn't shaken all her fans yet?
She hasn't.
Some apparently are still following
she's
her,
she's got
huh?
a ton of them still, apparently.
All right.
You guys already know this one.
Yeah,
so the next
Caution
one
is the name of the record. What is the next
this
one?
This is called A No No.
She actually sounds pretty good on this.
Really?
Well, I mean, better than sometimes she just does that light breathy thing. What's the name of this one?
A No No.
How about, do you have With You that is one of the singles?
I don't, but I can get it for you.
Oh, it's okay.
Let me play the next song for you and I'll grab that. This is called The Distance.
Oh.
Featuring.
She's going the distance.
Ty Dolla Sign.
She's going for speed. This actually sounds dated. Like, the track sounds super like late 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boom. 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 Okay, that stinks. Did you find a. Sorry, Human. I know you love Mariah.
I just finished the contest.
Oh, we're playing the Mariah record.
Sounds incredible.
Does it?
Yeah.
I have it. Just give me a second because I want to sort through the lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
It just seems like she doesn't know anything else.
I guess. I don't know. Those first couple records, like, they're that first record is a soul record. Like, it is so good.
I bought the first two so my daughter would hear them.
Oh, you did?
Good for you. Those are the only ones
you
need.
Zero interest in her, but I thought as pop sort of stars go.
You're educating her. Yeah. She's huge.
She's got two good albums.
Butterfly, something like that.
Whatever the first two
ones. So good. Those are really good.
Yeah, whatever the first two were.
Yeah.
Here's With You. I'm going to go for it here.
Just do it.
Just go for it.
Really?
What was that?
That's
mustard on that beat, yo.
That's okay. I've heard enough of this.
All right.
Okay, Mariah. Well, congratulations. Oh, well. You got a new record out. Yep. Caution.
One more? No.
No. Mumford and Sons has their fourth album out today. It's called Delta.
And here is Guiding Lights.
All right. Okay. That sounds great. Sounds like Mumford and Sons.
Sure does.
I'm going to say that one beats the Mariah Carey. You know, we're very short on time, so I'm going to jump ahead. Okay. The Smashing Pumpkins have their first album out with James Iha in 18 years.
I'm buying this.
This is their 10th album. At my house, we have a running joke about Billy Corgan.
How great he is?
No. It's about how, like, any song that comes on, we would do that if we were going to do the Imogen Heap song. Like, if I was going to sing it, it would be like, I was going to sing the Taylor Swift song. Where are we? What the hell is going on? So we would sing every song as though we were Billy Corgan.
That sounds kind of accurate.
Thank you. So this is a new Smashing Pumpkins album. It's called Shiny and Oh So Bright, Volume 1, LP, No Past, No Future, No Sun. That's the name of the record.
Silvery Sometimes.
Okay. I find that completely unoffensive. I feel that it's lacking the bite that the really great Smashing Pumpkins songs have.
Well, they're old, Sarah.
I suppose that they are in the middle.
The reality is they're old. I mean, come on.
I want to hear, despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage.
I love that album.
Oh, yeah, me too. It's excellent. I like Smashing Pumpkins. I just...
It doesn't sound like you do.
No, I do, though. I like to make... Yeah, like this. Come on. You got to play the heavy
part. Do you
parts,
want
though.
One more...
Definitely give me another one off the new record.
Okay, here is Alienation.
All right. Just so lovely. Just not what I expect to say about a Smashing Pumpkins record. Well, I can't wait to hear your thoughts on it. You know, you should listen to
I'll
it.
I'll let you know.
Yeah. Give me one more off of this. Did you grab another one?
I didn't, no. Do you want me to grab another one?
No, it's okay. You don't have to.
Because I can't.
We have
no
a ton.
Problem. All right.
And plus, there's a couple singles I want to get to, too. LM5, this is Little Mix. This is a girl group. And
that's correct.
The name of the record is LM5, Little Mix.
Group of four girls.
Yes. What did you
Here's
grab?
The Cure.
Well, that sounds like a pop record.
Sure. That's them.
Ow. They've got
mean
words written all over them. They're sick of the internet trolls. Okay, let's move on to Anderson .paak. Anderson.paak. This record's called Oxnard, and it has guests on it, including Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, Q-Tip, Snoop Dogg. What'd you grab?
I chose one with Kendrick, of course.
All right.
And here, it's called Tints. Jump ahead.
I need tints.
Yeah, that's correct. I need tints.
He needs to tint it. He can't be flying down to 110 with the people able to see him.
Right,
he's
exactly.
got to
right.
be invisible.
Uh-huh.
I get it. Tyler, the Creator, put out the music inspired by Illumination and Dr. Seuss's The Grinch. This is a six-song EP, which, as the title suggests, it's music from The Grinch and inspired by The Grinch.
Here's Lights On. Oh, that's not it.
I was like, that sounds just like that other song.
Whose voice is this?
Tyler, the Creator.
Okay.
Well, this is featuring Ryan Beatty and Santi Gold.
Oh, so we don't really know who's
I can't.
Singing.
Well, Santi Gold's a singer.
So that could be who's singing.
Right. Here's Big Bag. Maybe this one.
What is this? The Grinch?
It's not The Grinch. It's Tyler, the Creator, who I think sings the Grinch theme song in the movie, did a six-song EP with music inspired by The Grinch.
The movie opens with, I believe it's the opening, with a rap. And it's sort of the introduction of The Grinch.
They've modernized. Oh, you went and saw it. That's right. What did you think?
Well, I liked it. But there's no doubt that there's this sort of hip-hop rap opening. And I thought to myself, rap is mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
It is the most mainstream music out there right now because they are opening a major motion picture for kids with a rap.
The other thing I definitely wanted to get to, I can save the rest of it for later. If we have time. The Greatest Showman Reimagined.
Oh, yeah.
Hooman, you heard about
this.
So Hooman loved The Greatest Showman. The soundtrack was in the top 10 forever. And now all these various artists who love the soundtrack have contributed tracks from the original soundtrack to this new Reimagined soundtrack. So Panic at the Disco, Pink, Kesha, Kelly Clarkson, Pentatonix, Sarah Bareilles, the Zac Brown Band. And I don't believe I'm naming everyone who's on this, but it's The Greatest Showman Reimagined. And what did you decide to play for Hooman?
I'm choosing the first song that I really like, and Hooman doesn't think it's the best song, but I think it is. It's called
kids.
A Million Dreams.
Kids.
It's with the kids, but Pink does this song.
Remember
we
heard,
it's Pink's kid.
The rendition of her kid doing it, but this is Pink actually doing it.
God, she's such a good singer.
It helps that the song's really good.
God, she's
is Hooman off the phone yet?
She could use a couple lessons.
I am, but hold on. I need to tell you that something.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. She needs lessons. Is that what you said? Yeah. Okay, give me
all
another
right,
one.
I'm back.
Right, you're back. Okay, so of course I have to pull a good song for you since it's still
kind
of your birthday.
I know.
Never Enough, Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, okay, I got to hear her version.
Oh, yeah.
God, too bad she can't sing, huh?
Oh,
damn it.
She's amazing.
God, that's amazing.
Talk about overrated.
All right. We are.
Right.
What does Hooman think?
I don't know. She kept talking over it. It's good.
We're out of time. We're just so running late. Oh my God! Shut up! It's my birthday. You don't hurt my feelings.
Six artists I didn't get to.
Who? Who did you get to?
We didn't get to a bunch of people.
Who?
Do you
want
to know?
POD. Who else?
Ali Lohan has a single out today.
Oh my gosh!
Katy
really?
Perry has a holiday
Katy
song.
Katy Perry Christmas.
Nicki Minaj and Zayn have a new song.
Right.
Maybe when Michael Front is here, we can play. Let's hear what he thinks about new music.
Well, you know, I don't want to eat into his time. We'll see if we run out of things to talk about.
It's all our time, Sarah.
I suppose
it's
that's true.
Time.
We can do the albums on Monday.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, everyone.
I'm coming back for that one.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show.
This segment is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to real deals for over 30 years, and the Subaru Share the Love event on now. That's Carlson Subaru, carlsonsubaru.com.
Please welcome to the L Studio comedian Gina Yashir.
Hello,
Gina.
Hello, everybody. It's Yashere. It's got Nigerian Yashere.
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 Is that true?
Think Yashere.
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 There you go. Who is that?
That's just a friend of ours yelling hooray.
Oh, boy, Mel.
That was pretty good.
Yashere.
Yashere. Yes.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
I think most people would recognize you from The Daily Show. That's where I know you from.
Yes, that's right. I'm the British correspondent on there. And then I got a Netflix special out right now. I'm part of the stand-up season 2. So I'm creeping into your consciousness slowly. You just, I'm popping up and I'm like, oh, there's that black British chick again. There I go. Yeah.
And there she is again.
Yep.
So I want to start by saying that I recently found out you have something in common with my co-host, Vinny.
What's that,
Vinny?
Oh,
is that right?
Vinny wears a body condom whenever he goes into a hotel.
Oh, yeah, Vinny, you're doing it right. Yeah, I'm super.
But
OCD.
You're a traveling comedian.
I know,
I've seen things.
I've seen things.
Of course, you have.
I've traveled all over the world. I've seen some disgusting things. So it's got worse the more I've traveled. So now, yeah, I'm a super OCD, super germophobic. I travel with my own pillow.
Of course you do, because those pillows are people lay their faces on those pillows.
Exactly.
No, I'm not doing that.
And you know what? My fans love me so much or hate me so much. I'm not quite sure, but they send me all these videos. Have you seen those investigations?
Of course.
Oh, no.
Of course I have.
Why would they do that to you?
Exactly. Oh. There was one where they sprayed that black light stuff you can't see. And then she slept on it and sprayed yuck on the pillows and sheets and then went away. And then another journalist checked into the same room and then put the black light on, and it was still there written on the sheet. They hadn't changed their sheets.
No, they changed their sheets and they didn't change the duvet or whatever.
She just told you this. No, no, no. She told you the story.
The sheets.
Oh, God.
The duvet, they never change. I take that and just throw it straight off the bed. I travel with a cotton sleeping bag. I put that on the bed.
That's what
I
do.
And I slide into that. I've got slippers for the shower, rubber slippers.
Of course you do.
Because there's fecal matter in those drains. Don't get me started, people. I got slippers for the carpet because I do not like carpet. They are so gross. Slippers for the shower, sleeping bag, pillowcase.
I try not to do this, but have you ever found yourself without your slippers and you just have towels running the whole...
Oh, my God. High five, Vinny. High five. Oh, my God. You are like my brother.
You're telling me you guys make towel runway?
Oh, my God. You got a strip going straight to the bed.
Most definitely. I've got a towel by the bed so that if I get out in the middle of the night for a wee... My feet ain't touching the floor. Towels by the bed, slippers at the end of the towel. I walk along the towel, slide into the slippers, boom.
We make a great couple.
Oh, my God. We should be married. Serious. We should be married, Vinny.
Well, you certainly, have your quirks.
It's interesting. I didn't know that about you. Yeah. And as she brings it up, I'm thinking, but you're a touring comedian, so you are dealing with this weekly.
Oh, my God.
Every weekend.
Daily.
If you follow me on Instagram and Facebook, there's... I've got a hashtag, Gina's Hotel Rooms, and every hotel I check into, I do a one-minute review of the room.
Oh.
And that's become a thing. Hashtag Gina's Hotel Rooms. And I review the hotel I'm staying in here. It got a C+. So I review every single room.
That actually sounds like it's a pretty good review, considering how OCD you are.
It's not bad. Not great, but not bad.
Does anybody ever get an A?
Oh,
Gina?
Yeah, I've had a few A's. In fact, I did a show in Toronto, and because I've got this following for the hashtag, the promoter who booked me in Toronto set me up nicely. She had a basket full of slippers, hand sanitizer, because I wipe down all the services when I come in. I've got wipes. I wipe down the door handles, the phone, the light switches, the toilet
seat. This sounds expensive.
Not really. I've got it down to a fine science.
And worth it, anyway.
You say it sounds expensive, but to be able to relax and actually sleep is what's necessary.
No price too high.
Right.
Indeed.
Well,
you learn a lot. All of my fans are learning from me. I'm telling you.
Give me all your handles and stuff. I want to follow you and see your hotel room reviews.
Oh, I keep it very simple. At Gina Yashere, GINAYASHERE.
I found you easy.
Yeah, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I'm easy to find. I don't have any of these weird handles. Funny girl from somewhere, from London, living in LA. _ I don't do any of that. Gina Yashere. Keep it simple.
I like you in hats.
Oh, yeah, I'm a hat and glasses fiend.
Yeah, I like
glasses,
hats.
Glasses, sneaks, and jewelry. Those are my things.
Are those prescription glasses that you have on right
now?
Indeed,
they are.
Yeah, they're nice. They're sort of if you're watching us on the cams here, smile for the... I think that one's yours right there. Or maybe it's that one. She's got they're sort of clear, sea glasses.
Yeah, I have an addiction to glasses. I've got a drawer full of glasses. But I always tag where I get the glasses from. And now people are starting to send me glasses.
Oh,
oh yeah, I get sent free stuff because I tag the people I buy stuff from, and I've got a stylist who sources me stuff.
You're an influencer. And, yeah, do you have enough followers that you can be? I mean,
I've got about 40,000.
Oh yeah, not, you're in. No, 10,000 is all you need.
Really?
There are places you can go online and just sign up for. You know,
yeah,
you,
Gina, it's called Gina. Popular
right
Pay.
You.
I'm right behind you.
Really?
Popular Pays. You're an influencer, and depending on how many followers you have,
really?
They'll pay you to endorse certain products. It can
Hell,
be anything
yeah.
from McDonald's to your glasses to your headphones.
Ooh, I might have to check
a
that
t-shirt.
Out.
Yeah,
yeah,
Popular Pays.
Oh, I'm going to try that. Popular Pays.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm finding that place because
yeah.
I want all the free stuff. People send me free glasses, which is great. But when they send me free glasses, it works out more
yeah.
expensive for me because I have to put prescriptions
yeah, then you
in
know.
Them.
Oh.
Right.
So I'm like, stop sending me glasses. I've got too many now.
Right.
I've got a drawer full.
And then your prescription changes, and then you have to change them
oh
all out.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I'm like, please don't let my eyes get any worse.
Have you always worn glasses?
I wore them from about 13 to 18, and then I stopped wearing them, and my eyes kind of corrected themselves.
Oh.
And then
Is that right? And then you forced
them?
Yeah, I just stopped wearing them. I was like, all right, I'm done. I'm bored of this now. And then I just stopped wearing them, and then my eyes were fine. But then as soon as you hit 40, oh, my eyeballs went into menopause.
Put You're it not 40.
Yeah, I know. Black don't crack.
You look great.
Thank you.
So what are those, like those, you know, so you have readers at the bottom.
Yeah, I've got readers at the bottom.
Yeah,
I've got the, what they call, varifocals. I've got varifocals. You can't tell, though, because I'm not into the line. And their transitions as well.
How long have you been in the States?
I've been in the States 11 years.
Oh.
I came out for Last Comic Standing in 2007. I was on the same season as Amy Schumer, actually.
Oh, is that so?
Is that right?
Yeah, so I got to the final 10, and I was coming from England, so they got me a work visa. And
nice.
I was like, does that mean I can live and work in America for 2 years? And they were like, yep. And I went back to London in between the semifinals and finals and sold my house, threw a massive party, gave
oh
away and sold everything
God.
I owned. And I was like, I'm going to America. And people were like, you're crazy. You've only got a 2-year visa. I said, I'm going to America. Trust and believe. This has been my dream since I was 6. I'm out of here.
Has it really?
Oh, yeah. From 6 years old, I thought American kids
had
better toys.
I thought there was such, like, you know, oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, better toys, better candies, better bikes,
so
everything.
I was just flipping through your Instagram, and I saw that you'd posted, there's a picture of Whoopi.
Oh, yes.
And you were saying in your post, there's only a couple people I'll open for.
Yep.
So who were what inspired you to go into comedy?
It's so funny. I never watched comedy as a kid or anything. I'm not one of these people. With, you know, you got these
who
comedians,
grew up on
yeah,
it.
Who got an encyclopedic knowledge of comedy. I have none of that. None of it. I was an engineer before I did comedy.
Oh.
I built and repaired elevators. That's what I did.
Oh my God! Are
our
we got an
totally
elevator
broken?
For
can you please fix our elevator?
Okay,
for
can,
us?
Okay. How much you got? How much you got?
I'll give you a bagel.
Done.
She works cheap. I like it.
So you weren't just. Like training to do that, you were doing that for a living.
I'm a qualified engineer, qualified electrical electronics engineer. That's what I did. I was the first female comedian in Otis's 100 year history in the UK. First, the comedian, female engineer. I said comedian, didn't I?
Yeah,
you but, did.
Yeah, female engineer.
I didn't realize I checked that box on the Otis sign
well,
up
there you
sheet.
Go. I was like, I'm funny. I don't know about the electronics, but I'm hilarious.
Yeah,
but yes, I was their first engineer in their 100 year history. So. In the UK, not in America. I don't know about the female engineer situation in America, but definitely in England. So, yeah, that's what I did. And then I did that for a few years, and then I left that job. And then in the interim, I was like, well, people have always told me I was funny. Let me just go and do stuff that I've always fancied doing while I'm looking for another job. So I was like, I'm going to do... how it started getting into comedy, I used to do charity work, and we were doing a fundraiser, and people were like, we need poets and singers and dancers. So I wrote what I thought was a play with a couple of friends of mine, and then we did the play, and people just laughed their asses off. Oh, can I say that?
No, you can say that. It's
totally
fine.
So they laughed and laughed, and I was like, oh, this is comedy. I'm addicted.
It feels very good, right?
It just went from there. And eventually the other two girls didn't do it anymore, and I just went, stand up. That's the only way I can do this.
Right.
Gina Yashere.
Perfect.
Oh, nicely done.
So you've been making people laugh your whole life then?
Oh, yeah.
Naturally.
Yes.
since
so
I was a kid.
You took it. To it, no problem.
Indeed.
Yeah. I'm still like confused. So the dream was to come to America? Like I really, yeah. I'm surprised. I always think of, you know, England, my lion heart, home sweet home.
Yeah, that's white English.
We must go. I might catch a glimpse of the Queen or perhaps Harry's carrot top.
Hello. I've actually met Prince Harry a couple of times.
Have
he's a
you?
Lovely, yeah, he does this ceremony called the Invictus Games, which is like the Olympics, but for veterans, injured veterans. So I've met him performing there, and I told my followers that I'm going to meet Prince Harry. I'm going to get a selfie with Prince Harry if it kills me. And the whole night I was chasing him around. The stage was humongous. I'm chasing him and his security guard. And eventually I got him. I was like, Harry, oi. I actually called him from behind. I was like, oi, Harry. And he stopped and turned around. I was like, I've told my Instagram followers I need a selfie with you. And he's like, well, I don't do selfies. And I was like, fine. And I just pushed my phone into the hand of his bodyguard. And I was like, take a picture of me and Harry. And he did. And so when he got married to Meghan, I reposted that picture of me and Harry and said, look, he asked me first.
Very funny.
So, you must go home to England from time. You must have a lot of family there.
Yeah, I've got family and a lot of fans there. I'm quite famous there.
Are
so
you?
I go
Very
back
famous.
There and tour a lot and do TV shows and whatnot.
Our friend Scott Capurro.
I love Scott. I've known
Scott
him
is
for
our,
years.
We, us as well. He's our resident. We can't get rid of him.
Yeah,
he's constantly
here. I thought
here.
He was living in London.
He lives in London, but he is from here. So he comes. He comes. He
back
goes,
and forth.
Yeah, I think he's on vacation when he's in England.
Oh,
and he's
I
here.
See.
He has a little apartment here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've known Scott. I've met Scott when I first started out, like 20 years ago.
I didn't realize.
Scott in London.
He actually just went back to London, so you just
missed
him.
Yeah, well, I know Scott well. But yeah, it's been my dream to come to America since I was a kid.
And like, here you are, 11 years later.
Otis was an American company, even as an engineer. I had my eye on America. Like, I'm working for an American company. I get qualified in England, and then I will transfer to the States. The plan is finished.
It has worked. You've done it. Your evil plan is in play.
My evil plan.
And so, now here you are performing at the Punchline.
I'm at the Punchline all this weekend. Come out, people.
It's a great club.
Tickets are available.
Oh, I love it. I've been here. Yeah, tickets. Even though I didn't expect a lot of people out yesterday, because we had a show last night, and I thought the smoke. One of my opening acts.
Yeah, welcome to San Francisco.
Struggled to get there, and I was like, oh my gosh, nobody's going to be there because of this smoke. And I got there, and it was packed, and I was like, yes!
Yeah.
So come on out, people.
Yeah, we love our comedy here.
Hey, a text here, Sarah says, 415, just tuned in. Who is this maniac?
Gina Yashere.
I'm a maniac. Come and see the maniac tonight and tomorrow at Punchline
Comedy So you've got
Club.
Two shows both nights.
Two shows tonight
and we
tomorrow.
Have actually two pairs of tickets for the Saturday 9:45.
What? You're giving away
We're
my tickets?
We're giving away your tickets, Gina.
You realize how lucky you are, people?
We'll give the callers 9 and 10, 800-400-3697. I see that you have the handsome Marcus in tow.
Marcus Osborne.
Also a regular on the show.
We love Marcus.
We do. Well, it was a delight
you
to meet
wonderful.
You.
You are wonderful.
You're
Thank
great.
Thank you very much. Thank you very
and
much.
And I knew that the two of as soon as I was like, oh boy, these two are kindred spirit. The whole body, the body bag condom hotel
the
OCD
remote condom.
Thing.
Do never touch a TV remote control. That's all I'm saying.
Well, these Never days touch we all a have TV. Our little iPads.
Travel with your Lysol goodness. Wipes.
Yeah, Lysol oh wipes God. And mm-hmm. shower cap to cover the remote control because lots of single men stay in hotel rooms. That's all I'm saying. Oh, that's all I'm
Gina
saying.
Gina Yashere. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.